This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. We are re-airing memorable day-to-day moments on the show today. Now, a conversation I had with an Iraqi psychiatrist. Dr. Youssef Rofa practiced in Iraq for 25 years. He treated a lot of people suffering from war traumas there. I spoke with Dr. Rofa shortly after he was granted asylum here in the United States back in 2007. How would you describe what it was like being a psychiatrist working in Baghdad?
At the beginning, it was just like practicing any branch of medicine. But things began to decline so fast after 1990. Many doctors have left the country because of being specifically targeted.
Right. How do people cope there with all that violence surrounding them, and not just violence from this war, but violence from previous wars going back generations?
Iraqi people are very resilient people. The effects of ongoing wars were not very destructive for them because they were not fought between the people themselves. But what's happening in the last two or three years, they haven't seen anything like that before. Because now there's even difficulty to trust your neighbor, the people you see walking in the street. So I think it's very stressful, I think very traumatic. I cannot imagine what kind of effects this will have on the psyche of people there, especially the younger generation.
What did you see in your practice before you left?
I only saw day-to-day psychiatric cases of anxiety, depression, and most of them were aggravated by the stresses of the ongoing violence. But I have an extra practice. I try to make use of what I've learned to treat victims of domestic violence, because this was a non-dangerous area to go into, not the victims of political violence or political torture and the other things, because one might be thought that he's siding with some faction against the others.
So you couldn't actually treat people who are victims of torture or any political persecution, because then you were afraid you yourself would be targeted?
I mean, there were some organizations, some NGOs who tried to do that, and some psychiatrists who tried to offer services in that respect. They couldn't last long, and they had to close because they were exposed to threats, and so that's the case.
Do you expect refugees to come to this country and other countries with post-traumatic stress disorder or even worse mental problems?
Yeah, that's quite expected. You know, in psychiatry, we know that even any immigrant who's going into another country with different cultures and different traditions, even if he hadn't had any trauma, this new culture by itself might be a shock and a trauma to him, a psychological trauma. So if he's carrying bad memories and experience from where he came from, it might increase his problems in the new atmosphere.
You came to this country last fall?
In November.
In November?
Year. Yeah.
What about you? Do you carry some trauma with you?
Well, I carry lots of bad memories. You know, being a psychiatrist, I'm not immune, but I didn't myself experience any direct trauma, neither me nor, God forbid, my family, who I left there. I mean, I was quite worried about them and had to talk to them every day or every other day to make sure that they are safe. There were explosions two or three times a week in their residential, near their residential area. Thanks God, nothing happened to them. But, you know, I had many bad news also. I mean, a number of relatives, distant relatives, were killed, were kidnapped. So you would expect that this might affect you some way or the other, but life has to go on.
That was my 2007 interview with Dr. Youssef Rofa. He's an Iraqi psychiatrist now living and working with trauma victims in the United States.